Pray about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening today. We invite you to look with us in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. Again, Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the gift, the powerful and the wonderful gift of the Ten Commandments. Thank you for the wisdom that they contain, and thank you for the guidance, the counsel, the encouragement, the strength that we receive as we read and meditate and walk in the wisdom of them. Help us, Lord, more and more to be believers that live by the wisdom found within the Ten Commandments each and every day. Help us to be faithful as husbands and wives, as dads, as moms, as grandfathers and grandmothers, to be faithful again to live them, to teach them, and to live a life that would be a good role model, living them out by the power of your Spirit and your grace. We thank you and praise you for them. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Let me remind you that 8 Days of Hope is coming up soon. 8 Days of Hope, the 12th, will be in Black River, South Carolina, October the 8th through the 15th. In October 2015, 25 inches of rain fell and 16,000 homes were damaged by flooding. And you can be the hands and feet of Jesus. You could be a volunteer to help in the Black River, South Carolina, at the 8 Days of Hope project there. You can find more information at 8daysofhope.com. Go online again and just pull up 8daysofhope.com. Food and lodging will be provided. If you're not able to volunteer, you can make a financial gift, a financial donation to 8 Days of Hope. Again, 8daysofhope.com. Please pray for the leaders of the ministry of 8 Days of Hope as they follow God's leading in preparing to minister to hundreds of homeowners who are feeling like they've been forgotten. 8 Days of Hope is a ministry that reaches out to families devastated by disasters. Again, find out more by visiting 8daysofhope.com. Again, that's 8daysofhope.com. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. And today, as we started off, we were looking specifically in Exodus chapter 20 at the Ten Commandments. And today we're looking at the topic of the powerful tool of the Ten Commandments. Again, the powerful tool of the Ten Commandments. And I want to start out by saying this. You know, it's so important for us as believers to always be students of God's Word, because it's God's Word that helps us to stay on track with what the priorities are that God has given to us in His Word. You know, of course, the Great Commission is found in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28. And you know, it's important for us to know that the Great Commission found in Matthew 28, that applies to every believer in every situation, in every setting, and it applies to every believer all over the world, in every country, in every ethnic group, whatever group you may be a part of, and it applies, and it's God's commandment to each and every one of us. And He tells us specifically, again, to do this. Again, I'm reading specifically Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. This is a command God gives to every believer to carry out faithfully, and we're to be walking in its wisdom every single day. Again, Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. I'm going to read them again, and listen closely as I read it, a little bit more slowly, but listen to what God is telling every believer on every continent, in every situation. This is for all of us to be living out and obeying every day of our life. Again, Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Now, again, every believer, each of us is called to be involved in the great work of carrying out the Great Commission. All of us are to be disciple makers. We're to be involved in being disciples and making disciples. So what does it mean to make disciples? Well, the two aspects of disciple making is being involved in the sharing of the gospel. Every day we're to be involved in the work of sharing the gospel so that people can come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. But also we're to be faithfully and heavily involved in the work of helping people to grow up in their faith, helping them to learn the steps in coming to grow and become mature believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so keep in mind, if we're to be faithful to carry out that command, number one, every believer needs to know how to lead somebody to Jesus Christ, to know how to share your testimony and tell how you came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, tell how you came into a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Basically, leading someone to Christ, we need to know how to do that. But then we need to know the steps in teaching people how to grow up in their faith. Now, that's a side where sometimes, sadly, sometimes believers have not been taught how to do that. And it's important for us in our church settings, whether it be in the setting of a Sunday morning service or in a Bible study setting, a Sunday school group setting, or just a fellowship setting, we're to be involved in the work of teaching others how to grow up in their faith. And today we'll be looking at what some of those elements are, because it's important that we know that's to be a priority for us. But also, we're to do it in the context of whatever we're facing in our time in history and in the culture that we live in. So we're to be involved in making disciples in times of peace and in times of war. We're to be involved in making disciples when things seem to be going well and even when things seem to be difficult. We're to be making disciples when the weather's beautiful and even when it's stormy outside. We're to be involved in making disciples as a lifestyle. So all of us are to be looking to God to know how we're to be doing this, and we're to be faithfully doing it each and every day. So as we look at the topic of the powerful tool of the Ten Commandments, that's a part of what we'll be encouraging and teaching you how to do. So keep in mind, the Ten Commandments, of course, as we read it, you found them. One of the places you find the Ten Commandments in the Word of God is, of course, in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. And keep in mind, there's lots of teaching and preaching down through the years, through the centuries, on the Ten Commandments. And it's found, you find it, of course, first in the Old Testament. But, of course, it's important to know, too, the Ten Commandments are just as relevant today as they were the first day God gave them to Moses on Mount Sinai. And the Ten Commandments, they reflect the heart of God. They reflect the mindset of God. They reflect the perspective of God. And so as we read them, as we meditate on them, and also as we pray them, we're wise to walk in their wisdom each and every day. And let me say to every parent listening, parents, I don't think I can overemphasize how important it is that we make it a high priority to teach our children what the Ten Commandments are, what each one of them means, and how our children live them out. And a part of teaching them is teaching our kids how to not only know what they say, but teaching our kids to pray the Ten Commandments as well. So in just a few moments, we'll take a moment to pray them. And I want to encourage you, if you're not one who's praying them every day as an individual believer, today is a good day to start. The parents, if you're not helping your children to pray the Ten Commandments every day, today is a good day for you to start helping them to do it too. because it takes, well, all of maybe a minute and 15 seconds to pray them. But it's a very powerful exercise. It's a very powerful step to make. Because remember, when you pray, amongst other things, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work. Anything you pray, any matter or concern you pray over, we're wise to do that because, remember, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work in a greater way over that person, that thing, that matter over which you prayed. So we're wise to be very prayerful in the way we do everything, the way we approach every part of life. The more we pray, the more the Holy Spirit can work in that situation, in that person's life, in that circumstance. And so we're called to be people given to prayer. Let's take a moment now. And again, if you're not familiar with the matter of praying the Ten Commandments, you can learn and as well as pray it along with us. And again, every parent listening, parents, I would encourage you, if you're not already doing this, today is a good day to start teaching and guiding your children to pray them every single day, because praying them helps them not only to better learn them, but it helps them to walk in the wisdom of the Ten Commandments better as well. Let's take time to do that. Thank you, Lord, for every believer listening. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Ten Commandments. And thank you for this day and the chance to pray them. Help us this day, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to not kill. Help us to not steal. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not covet. Help us, Lord, to tell the truth. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, note it takes all of maybe a minute and 15 seconds to pray the Ten Commandments. It doesn't take long at all, but it's so wise to do that. And remember, one of the reasons why we're wise to pray them every single day is because, remember, amongst other things, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work. And when you pray and say, Lord, help me to put you first, do you know that the Holy Spirit knows exactly how to help you to do that? When you say, Lord, help me to not steal, help me to not commit adultery, help me whatever you're asking for amongst the Ten Commandments, remember, the Holy Spirit knows how to help you in the way you most need help to live out that command. So we're wise to pray it every single day. And parents, we're wise to teach and train our children to do the same. And so today, as we look at the topic of the powerful tool of the Ten Commandments, I want to encourage you, if you're not already doing this, today is a good day in your individual life, in your marriage, or in your family with your children, to start praying it every single day. And also, I want to encourage each of us to pray the Ten Commandments also for our nation as well. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. But keep in mind, it's so important for us to recognize that we live in a day and time in which the world desperately needs the hand of God to bring healing and wholeness to our nation. We see many problems and troubles and difficulties going on in the world that only God can fix. And the fact is, one of the reasons why it's so wise for us to be a people who pray is because, remember, when you pray, prayer releases the hand of God to work in a situation. Remember, God can do anything. So God can bring healing and wholeness, and he can fix any and all of the problems we face. But we as God's people have got to be wise enough and faithful enough to bring those matters to God in prayer. Prayer needs to be a great and a high priority for us individually, as couples, as dads, as moms, as granddads and grandmoms. All of us need to pray more. We need to devote more time, effort, and energy, turning off lots of the electronic things and spending more time in prayer. Let's make it a goal to do that. Lord, thank you for every believer listening. Empower us afresh with the spirit of prayer today. Help us to make more time to pray every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your help. In Jesus' name, amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Park. We're looking at the topic of the powerful tool of the Ten Commandments. We'll be right back.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy, with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk. The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American. I am an American.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
One of my granddaughter's classmates was killed in a car accident. She was only 3 years old, and it was difficult for everyone involved to grasp her being gone. It seemed so senseless on our end, but for those who are believers, we understood that the Lord makes no mistakes. How we were able to get 2- and 3-year-olds to understand what actually happened was difficult at best, but we shared the love that God has for us and prayed for God to do the rest. And I couldn't help but think about how difficult it is for adults to grasp death. So how in the world were we going to get children to accept what God allowed? In your life, understand that God makes no mistakes. He is all-wise, all-knowing, and omnipresent. He not only knows what's taking place, but is able to adjust the now to make the future what it needs to be. Trust God today and sleep peacefully, knowing that He's got it all under control. Accept what God allows. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Equipped with Chris Brooks.
This program is an apologetic endeavor. What I want to do is really train you in the art and science of defending and commending your Christian faith to people who maybe they've been hurt by the church, maybe they don't believe like you believe, and you're saying to yourself, how do I have an effective conversation with them? Well, we're looking for an evangelistic edge, if you will, that will allow us to more effectively, more contextualize the gospel so that we can reach men and women for Christ. Quite often, the on-ramp, if you will, is looking at culture and taking advantage of the conversations that folks are already having and saying, how can I leverage this to get people to talk about Jesus? This show becomes kind of massively significant to you if your desire is to reach people for Christ.
Get equipped with Chris Brooks.
Join me Monday through Friday at noon Central Time on Urban Family Talk.
Over me, yes, and I live.
music of Covenant Church, the song Let My Heart Dance. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, today we're looking at the topic of the powerful tool of the Ten Commandments. And I want to remind you, again, we find the Ten Commandments in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. And then again, you find it also in the book of Deuteronomy in its entirety, chapter 5, verses 1 through 22. So you two full readings of the Ten Commandments found in the Word of God, but you find portions of the Ten Commandments a number of times in the New Testament as well. And so keep in mind, don't ever let anyone mislead you in thinking that they are strictly Old Testament. The Ten Commandments apply just as much today as they ever did. They reflect the heart of God, the mind of God, and the perspective of God. And when we walk in the wisdom of the Ten Commandments, they reflect love for God and love for people as well. And notice the Ten Commandments apply to both our worship and our serving and our commitment to God. And also they reflect the importance of our loving and treating others fairly as well. And so they reflect God's mind and heart. And it's good for us to know the Ten Commandments. It's good to memorize them. Parents, again, it's good for us to teach and train our children as to what they mean and to guide them in understanding how to apply them in their lives. And daily, each of us are wise to pray them every single day. Now, again, I want to be real clear about this. Remember, we're wise to pray them every single day. Don't ever make the mistake of thinking, well, I know the Ten Commandments. Why do I need to pray them? Remember, again, there are lots of things that we know, but often we may need to be reminded of, but also to apply them, it's a whole different ballgame. And the fact is we live in a world and we live in a fleshly body. We have to deal with our flesh, and our flesh kicks against obeying the Word of God 7 days a week. That's why as believers, we've got to learn to be led by the Spirit of God and the Word of God and not guided and dictated to by our flesh. So I would encourage every single listener, make it your goal to pray the Ten Commandments every day. Couples, I would encourage you to pray together with your spouse. Parents, teach and train your children to pray them every single day. And remember, it may take all of maybe a minute and 15 seconds. It doesn't take long at all. So make it your goal to begin to pray them every day. Parents helping your children to do it, it will bless them tremendously all their life. And keep in mind, again, prayer is one of those wonderful gifts God has given to each and every one of us. Remember this, you and I, we can pray as much as we want to. And no person, no group, no organization, no government, no school, anybody else can tell us we can or cannot pray. The fact is we have that privilege. And so we can pray if and when and wherever we choose to do so. And we're wise to do that. And keep in mind, our prayer life is a huge part. It's supposed to be a huge part of our life as a believer. But also, as we encourage others to come to know the Lord and to begin to walk with the Lord, it's important that we teach and train and encourage others to make prayer a big part of their life as well. Because a disciple, amongst other things, is to be someone whose life is given to prayer. So when you're encouraging others to grow in their faith and to become faithful disciples, teach and encourage and train them to be people given to prayer as well. And one of the ways you can encourage them is to teach them to read the Ten Commandments and to pray the Ten Commandments every single day. Now, before the break, I alluded to this, the importance of us praying the Ten Commandments for our nation. Well, now I'm going to show you how and teach you how to do that. And this is an important exercise as well, because as we look at our nation today, we see our nation is hurt and is bleeding in so many ways. There's so many problems, and we see a lot of darkness in our culture, in our nation today. Difficulties and problems in so many places and in so many ways. Well, remember, the Ten Commandments cover all of life. In either direct statement or in principle, it covers every issue, every concern, every matter. So again, there is no issue or matter or problem that we're facing as individual believers, as families, as a culture, as a church, as a whole. All of the problems are a direct result of people or institutions or nations or groups violating God's word. Every problem, every difficulty, every storm, every single one of them is a matter of someone or someone, individuals, violating, going against the word and the will of God. So as we pray the Ten Commandments over our nation, what we're doing is we're praying that God would help us as a nation to walk in his wisdom according to his counsel and his direction and more the Spirit of God can work in our nation in every place and in every concern. So let's take a moment now. I'm going to both lead us in praying the Ten Commandments for our nation, and I'm going to teach you how to do the very same thing, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing every single day as well. Let's take time to do it now. Lord, thank you again for your word. Thank you for the opportunity you give us to hear your word and walk in its wisdom. Thank you, Father, for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord, for our whole nation. Flood our nation with your grace. Flood our nation with your mercy. Lord, we've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, we repent of the wrong we've done. Lord, forgive us for all our sin and help us to walk in greater obedience. Help us, Lord, as a nation to put you first. Help us, Lord, as a nation to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, as a nation to not take your name in vain. Lord, help us as a nation to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Lord, help us as a nation to honor our fathers and our mothers. Lord, help us as a nation to not steal. Lord, help us as a nation to not kill. Help us, Lord, as a nation to not commit adultery. Help us, Lord, as a nation to tell the truth. And Lord, help us as a nation to not covet. Thank you, Lord, for hearing these, our prayers, and I praise you for hearing them. Thank you for answering them. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now, again, keep in mind, one may ask, well, what does that really do? Well, keep in mind, remember, all prayer according to God's word is productive in ways that we may not comprehend, but it's good to pray the word of God. And so, yes, it makes a difference. And the more of God's people that will pray, for example, the Ten Commandments like that for our nation, the more God's hand is released to bring healing and wholeness in our nation, to release his righteousness and his grace into many places in our nation as well. So I want to encourage you to make it your goal to begin to pray the Ten Commandments for our nation every single day. You can pray it for your community as well. Pray it for the members of your church family, but take time to do that. Again, I want to take a moment to do that for our church family, and keep in mind, each of us can do the very same thing. And again, don't make the mistake of thinking, because remember, when the thought goes through your mind that this is not doing any good, I can tell you exactly where that thought is coming from. It's never coming from the Holy Spirit. It's always coming from Satan. He does not want you to pray. In fact, prayer terrifies Satan. He's terrified at believers that take prayer seriously, and he's working hard every single day to discourage believers all over this planet, to discourage them from praying, to discourage couples from praying, to discourage parents from teaching their children how to pray. Why? Because prayer terrifies Satan. He understands that prayer helps to destroy the kingdom of darkness and tear down the strongholds of the kingdom of darkness when God's people will pray. So he's always going to work against the powerful tool of prayer. Let's take time to pray this, the Ten Commandments, for our church families. Thank you, Lord, for each of our church families. Thank you for the chance for us to know you and to walk with you today. Lord, help every believer that's a part of our church family to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help each one of us that are part of our church family to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, as a church family to honor our fathers and our mothers. Lord, help us as a church family to not steal. Help us, Lord, to not kill. Help us, Lord, to not commit adultery. Help us, Lord, to tell the truth. Help each member of our church family to not covet. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Now, let me share once again to every parent listening. Remember, parents, it is so productive for us to take time to really not only teach our children what the Ten Commandments mean, but also to talk to them about what it means as well. And so as you look at the Ten Commandments again found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17, and again Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 through 22, each place, again, the Ten Commandments give wisdom and insight for surrounding each commandment. Again, the first one is, you shall have no other gods before me. In other words, God is to be number one in our lives. We're to put God first in every part of life. Well, what does that mean? Well, that's lived out, and what that means, it expresses itself in many different ways. But number one, in order for someone to put God first, we need to, first and foremost, commit our lives to Jesus Christ. Remember, if someone is not saved, they don't know how to put God first in their life. And that's a very important starting place. First and foremost, get saved. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior. And if you're a listener today and you've never made that all-important step, today is a good day to get saved. Today is a good day to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior of your life. Because remember, outside of that, number one, you'll never go to heaven. But number two, you won't have Jesus Christ to help you through the trials, the difficulties, and the issues of life. And obviously, your sins won't be forgiven, and you'll have to deal with them yourself on the other side of death. So if you're not saved today and you think you'd like to make that all-important step, I want to invite you to pray a prayer of salvation with us today. Because if you do, it'll be the most important decision you make in life. And also, it's the first step in committing your life, obviously, to the Lord. It's the first step in learning how to genuinely put God first and make Him number one in your life. Would you pray this prayer with us if you're not saved, or if you're not sure that you're saved, you can pray this prayer. If you feel like maybe you've made the step of committing your life to Christ, but recognize a need to recommit your heart to the Lord, today is a good day to rededicate your heart to the Lord as well. Would you pray this prayer with us? Lord Jesus, I confess, Lord, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, forgive me for all the wrong that I've done. Lord, I confess I've sinned in many ways, trusting you for forgiveness. Lord, I do believe that you came into this world. I believe you lived and that you died on the cross to pay for my sins. And I believe that 3 days later you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord Jesus, right now, I open my heart and my whole life to you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord Jesus, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. And I now declare I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to invite you, get in touch with us. We'd really like to be in touch with you and hear about the fact that you made that step. And also, we'd like to send you some material that'll help you to begin to grow strong in your walk with God. We'd be glad to send it to you. My email address is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send that material to you, or our phone number is area code 662-844-5036, extension 381. Again, area code 662-844-5036, extension 381. Again, we'd really look forward to hearing from you. We'd like to send you some spiritual growth and discipleship material. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Coming next week on The Dwelling Place, Pastor Al Pittman continues to walk us through the Bible line by line and verse by verse to let God show us just how timeless His truth is. That's next week on The Dwelling Place.
The Dwelling Place with Al Pittman, weekdays at 2:30 and 10:30 p.m. Central on Urban Family Talk.
Dr. Tony Evans says not everyone who knows about the Bible or even quotes from the Bible actually believes the Bible. He'll show the story of a recent encounter with a skeptic today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
I was on a radio talk show this week, and it was a non-Christian talk show talking about the book America, Turning a Nation to God. And he said, well, which God? I said, well, there's only one God. He said, well, wait a minute now. This group got their God, this group got their God. How do you know your God is the one? Because Jesus Christ said so. And I quoted him. The Bible says he said so. Well, he says, you can't argue that. He says, because that's circular reasoning. You're using internal things to validate your point. I said, well, let's just start with the Bible as being a history book. And let's use the criteria you would apply to any history book that has information people hadn't seen yet. The only reason you know Abraham Lincoln lived is not because nobody you know has seen Abraham Lincoln. The only reason you know George Washington lived is not because you saw somebody, but we have documentation that has truth to it. So all you gotta do is take the same information that you apply to any history book and apply it to Jesus, and then you will find that the Bible meets the test of every other book. Your problem is you don't want to have to deal with that God because you don't want to have to deal with Jesus Christ. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus.
If you'd like to learn more about how to have a personal relationship with God, visit us at tonyevans.org and click on the word Jesus at the top of the page. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Music of Dion Kipping, a song simply entitled Miracle. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Today our topic has been the powerful tool of the Ten Commandments. And I want to remind you once again, Ten Commandments are found in their entirety in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 1 through 17, in Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 1 through 22. But also you find portions of the Ten Commandments found in the New Testament as well. And they are just as relevant today as they ever were. But keep in mind, not only should we read and meditate on them, we should teach them. First, we need to learn them ourselves. It's wise for each of us to memorize them. But also, parents, we should teach them to our children, teach them what each one means, and teach them to live by them as well. Now, let me just mention briefly, in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, the first four verses, one of the Ten Commandments is specifically pointed out there. Interesting the way it's printed and how it's addressed in that passage. Let me share it with you again briefly. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Now, let me say very pointedly, as we look at this passage here again, Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4, it touches on one of the Ten Commandments, but it really relates to all of the Ten Commandments as well. Now, keep in mind, this one centers on the family side of the wisdom of the Ten Commandments. Specifically, it starts out addressing children. Now, of course, parents, we need to teach all of our children all Ten Commandments, but specifically here, the Lord zeroes in on the one, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, note, though, this passage deals powerfully with parents because, remember, dad and mom, if we don't teach and train our children to obey the Word of God and to obey us, then it makes life harder on them because, yes, they're supposed to obey their parents, but we as Christian parents have to teach and train our children to do that. So if we don't do our job, that makes life harder for our children because, again, not only does this apply to them respecting our authority, but this is a tool whereby God teaches children to obey all authority. They first and foremost learn how to obey the authority of dad and mom at home. That's how they learn to better follow the authority of God and the Word of God and the authorities in society as well. We're teaching them to respect authority. That's a huge principle behind the commandment to honor your father and your mother. So parents, we need to teach our children that because if they don't learn to respect our authority as dad and mom at home, those same children can go out in society and become troublemakers for the teachers at school and for the officials at school, may become troublemakers out in society, may be persons that will disrespect police out in society and disrespect the law and law enforcement and disrespect the judge in the courtroom and make life more difficult in every part of their life. So parents, we need to teach and train our children to respect God-ordained authority. That's so, so important. Lord, thank you for the opportunity for us to guide, to teach and train our children to respect first and foremost your authority and the authority of your word, to respect the authority that we as parents have over them. But help us to teach and train them to respect all God-ordained authority and to seek to honor you by obeying and submitting to that authority in every way. Help us to be wise enough as parents to emphatically and faithfully teach and train our children in this era of life. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Well, again, to every parent listening, as I said, if we are faithful to teach and train our children as to what each commandment means, it helps them greatly. The first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me. Again, as we mentioned, one of the first aspects of teaching them about that is helping our children to come to know the Lord and to commit their lives to Christ, because you can't put God first in your life if you don't know him. And so helping our children to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives is a very important part of helping them to be able to obey that word. Also, we're to make no graven images. We're not to worship people or things or institutions or anything. Nothing is to be before God. And remember, when we pray the Ten Commandments, the Holy Spirit can help us to apply them. So we're to have no other gods before the Lord Jesus Christ. It's important for us to also not take God's name in vain. Remember, God's name is not a cuss word. God's name is not something you say when you hit your thumb with a hammer. Again, we're to use the name of Jesus when we pray according to the Word of God, and we're to use the name of Jesus for authority as we obey and live a life honoring God. We live in such a way that the way we live, we reflect to the world that we know the Lord Jesus Christ, and we honor him by living a life that's honoring to the Lord. So that's another way to honor God's name and to not take his name in vain. Also, another commandment speaks of this, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Each of us should have a day of worship and rest. And God didn't make us to work 7 days a week. We're to have a day of where we slow down and both worship God and rest as well. Now, of course, it's wise for us to live a Sabbath lifestyle to where we worship God every day, but also we rest, live a life where we trustfully rest in him and trust him in all circumstances and all situations. But it's wise to have a day set aside where you slow down and worship God and rest as well. And the sad reality is for some people, if they think they can work all the time, They may very well work themselves into an early grave. None of us are made to work all the time. And so God himself took a day of Sabbath rest himself. Now, not that he needed it, but he did it. And so if God did it, we should follow his example. And he commands us to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. And if you happen to have to work on the day when most of the rest of believers are worshiping, then have some day to be your day of worship and rest. All of us need that, a day of worship and rest. Another commandment tells us, you shall not steal. In other words, if it's not yours, leave it alone. Don't take other people's possessions. God wants us to know that we're to respect the ownership that other people have of things and matters that have been entrusted to them. So we're not to take things that do not belong to us. Now, ultimately, everything belongs to God. But the fact is, God doesn't trust each of us with certain possessions that we have as our own in this day and time, in this lifetime. And so we're not to make the mistake of thinking, well, everything belongs to God, so I have access to everything. That's a good way to go to jail, okay? No, people, God allows ownership of sorts in this life, and you keep and use what's yours, and don't take that which belongs to someone else. Again, thou shalt not steal. Another commandment tells us that you shall not kill. Proper translation, you shall not take innocent life. That means to murder someone, to take another person's life innocently is against the will of God 100% of the time. That means going out and willfully killing an innocent individual is against the will of God when that person's an adult or a child. But even the sad reality is we live in a world where abortion is legal. But now keep in mind, just because something is legal doesn't make it right. According to God's word, abortion is against the will of God. It's a sin 100% of the time. Now, God will forgive that sin. And it's important for us to know and remind others much. Tragically, abortion is so widespread in our nation that one out of every three or four women have been down the road of abortion. But remember, we serve a merciful Heavenly Father that will forgive us. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God certainly will forgive that sin, but he doesn't want us to keep going down that road. And tragically, abortion is so widespread that lots and lots of people have been down that road, and we should never make the mistake of thinking, well, that's just simply a woman's issue and that women have done this. Well, many times, sadly, many times the men in the background are the engines behind lots of these abortions. Often a husband or a boyfriend is the one pushing the abortion and trying to force the abortion. Well, that's a sin, and that person becomes guilty as well. Now, again, God will forgive sin, but he doesn't want us to keep going down that road. So don't make the mistake of thinking, since it's legal, it's okay. No, God's word doesn't change. Abortion is against the will of God 100% of the time. God will forgive it, but he doesn't want us to keep going down that road. Another commandment lets us know you should not covet. In other words, don't have a wrong desire for something that you're not entitled to. If you desire to have a particular car, don't desire your neighbor's car. Ask God to give you one and go out and buy you one. Don't desire your neighbor's. Or if you desire a spouse, ask God to give you one. Don't desire your neighbor's husband or wife. Ask God to give you your own. Whatever your desire is, don't covet that. Don't have a desire, a wrong desire for something that you're not entitled to. Ask God to give you your own. And so keep in mind. And finally then, you shall not bear false witness. Or in other words, tell the truth. Be someone who, when you say something, people can believe what you say. We live in a world with lots and lots of deception. Deception is all over the place, and it comes in many different forms. But we need to be people that we're like, more and more we're growing to where we're like God. When we say something, you can rely upon it. When God speaks a word, it's always true under all circumstances. So it's important for us to know that we're to strive to walk in the wisdom and the same kind of wisdom and integrity as God. When we say something, it means something because our word should be our bond. And so, again, we live in a world where there's so much deception out there, where there are many people, there are individuals or sometimes whole professions known for lying, known for being deceptive, known for putting a spin on something so that it says something that it doesn't really mean. We need to live in such a way that when we as God's people say something, people can believe what it says. I'm reminded of the story of a man that he would lie so much that somebody said, well, how do you know when old Jim is lying? They said, when his lips are moving, he lies so much. Well, the fact is, you don't want to be a person known for being a liar every time you open your mouth. That should never be true for God's people. Our word should mean something. It's important for us to know the Ten Commandments and to live the Ten Commandments as well. And also, as we live them out, we'll honor God and we'll be a blessing to each other. I want to remind you once again, all of us should make it our goal to pray much for the youth of our nation. We should teach our young people, our children, our grandchildren, and the youth that we know. We should teach them the Ten Commandments, both teach them to them and help them to learn to live them and to pray them each and every day. I want to remind you to continue to, you as an individual and as a family and as a church family, let's always pray much. Pray for our military. Pray for law enforcement. Pray for those in government, because all of these are, as we do that, we're honoring God and honoring one another, and we're living out the wisdom behind the Ten Commandments. Our military, they need lots of prayer today. There are billboards out that explain that somewhere around 22 persons every single day commit suicide in our military. And brothers and sisters in Christ, amongst other things, part of what that means is we need to pray much for our men and women in uniform, the military. We need to pray for them, pray for their families, pray for just all the circumstances surrounding what they do, because they live a life that's trying in so many ways, and they very much need our prayers. We should pray that God will raise up more ministries that specifically reach out and minister to those in the military as well. We should pray for their protection, for God's blessing upon their families, their marriages within the military. That's so important. Let's continue to pray much for law enforcement and those persons who serve in public places and places of service. They all need our prayers. Lord, thank you for the opportunity for us to, again, to know the Ten Commandments, to live the Ten Commandments, and to pray them each and every day as individuals and as married couples and as families. Help us to live that out every day. Help us to honor you by living it out every day and teaching and encouraging each other to pray the Ten Commandments each and every day. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Thanks for listening in today as we looked at the topic of the powerful tool of the Ten Commandments. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.